My sister and I bought the property in September 2001, and by November, I was investigating other ways to own rentals. There was another factor. The triplex we purchased needed a lot of repair. Because I have a real aversion to doing a lot of work I know nothing about, we were forced to hire a lot of help. However, we recently refinanced the mortgage at 4.5% for 30 years, and our passive income rose to $650 a month. We pulled $25,000 out from the refinance and split the proceeds. Even with $6,000 in repairs, we each walked away with almost $10,000. I plan to invest the money in more real estate. We still own the property, and it currently cash flows $250 per month. This was a terrific start, but after a few months, I realized that other plans were necessary in order for me to get where I wanted to be, on the road to financial security. To do that, I began to look for real estate that I could build on. Within a day, I located 3 acres in a small town close by that was zoned for multifamily dwellings. I decided to build 5 twin homes, which contained 2 single-family dwellings each. It took a lot of research to do the job, but it was well worthwhile. Keep in mind, I still had no money to invest with, but I knew what to do, and that gave me a big advantage. I knew there were a lot of ways to get a job done. All that was required was a commitment to keep searching for the right formula. I wrote out a list of questions that needed to be answered, studied financing from books, queried people, and grabbed the yellow pages. My primary goal was getting a loan. I called up banks and mortgage companies just to ask them questions that I was wondering about. Those queries included what types of loans they offered. Did they provide loans for new construction? What type of down payment did they accept? That is, would they accept equity or would only cash do? And finally, what did I need to do to qualify for the loan? I found out that most, although not all of them, did strictly traditional lending. After I called and asked all my questions, I would move to the next name. I spoke to about a dozen lenders before I found one that would listen to my plan. I submitted financial records that were not too appealing and a business plan that was very sound. They saw what I saw, a no-lose situation where homes that were needed would be built on available land. I also showed where construction money could be saved after seeking answers of experts in building and construction. I secured a loan for $840,000 without putting up any collateral. Never having done anything construction-related myself, I was at a slight disadvantage, but other people's experience came in mighty handy. My wife worked in the construction industry, and we had a mutual friend who was just starting out on his own building homes. I talked to our friend and asked him if he would help me as a sort of a consultant. In return, I agreed to let him do as much of the actual building as he wanted. It was a match made in heaven. It took about 6 months from the day the idea for building began to the moment we broke ground. I started the project in May 2002, quit the post office in July, and completed the project the following October. All 10 units are rented. The land and the cost of building on it cost about $770,000. I took out about $60,000 from the original mortgage of $840,000 to finance other projects. I'd like to share what I've learned. 1. Think outside the box. Solutions to problems are in each of us in our own unique way. 2. Listen to others. A lot of people who are skilled at what they do love to talk about it. If you just listen, you can constantly learn from them. 3. Admit that you don't know how to do everything. It's okay. Seeking the help you require will help you to achieve success. 4. Don't be scared to be rich. 5. Pay attention all the time. When I'm driving past land, I'm always thinking, what can I use that for? 6. Give to receive. Be generous with what you have. Always try to make things work for everyone. When I started my quest to be financially secure, I didn't know how good it could feel. I think what Robert Kiyosaki said was very true. If you can't see yourself as rich, you'll never be able to realize it. I find it very interesting that so many people buy lottery tickets. Sick of their jobs, they long to become rich, but they don't think about what it would be like to be that way without winning the lottery. If you're tired of the rat race, I can tell you that the opportunities to make you wealthy are right outside your door. If I can take advantage of them, You can too.